Last night's heart-stopping episode of Hunted on Channel 10, the Hunters proved that they get their money's worth and they are excellent at their jobs, ending it for two more fugitives. And joining this morning are recently caught fugitives. It is Lavinia and Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, team. Now, I got to kick it off because making headlines this morning, very, very controversial. For those who aren't aware, the fugitives get a bit of cash and a bit of money on a card when they escape. And look, you guys tried to take that money out with the card, but the card was frozen. So every ATM you went to, you just got pinged and you weren't actually able to get your hands on that cash. What are your thoughts on that move? Because everyone's saying it's pretty mean.
It was a bit heartbreaking. We did go into it knowing there was always going to be an option that the hunters could ruin things for us money-wise. You know, it didn't come as a huge shock, but it really sucked.
We really needed it at that point. We didn't previously. We thought we could get to the end of the game without using it because we'd stayed off the grid and we'd spent very little money, and we thought we could get to the end. But then when we lost everything, when we had to just fly
on that close call,
we had to spend a lot of money on fuel and a lot of money on just resupplying.
So we were
desperate for that money at the end, and it was devastating that we couldn't access it.
Yeah, it was a pretty heart-stopping moment seeing not accepted, no funds available on every ATM. I was hoping it was just a rural ATM not accepting that card, but no, it was the hunters intervening.
But look, you guys came so very close to winning the whole show. What's running through your mind when you're actually being hunted? Do you guys have, like, tactics or anything? And do you always constantly talk?
Yeah. Because we only had each other, we were constantly going over everything. And the only way, I think, to subside the paranoia, which was just relentless, was to talk through every possible scenario and think of every outcome that could happen with every option we took. And we had a lot of strategies that, you know, we were always going to break our chains of movement and never be connected from place to place. Mm. But the more tired and hungry and cold you get and the less sleep you get, your rational mind disintegrates and you become pretty desperate.
It's 24/7 anxiety and paranoia. And look, we bought like a chessboard. We thought we might have some spare time to play chess and to read, but all we were doing was just hiding and discussing gameplay.
And ticking off the days.
and just that calendar, trying to get to day 21.
It was very satisfying striking off each day as we got into bed each night.
I bet. And look, you've hit on it there, something that I know that everyone else, when they watch, they do this, because my partner and I are constantly going, oh, I could have done that, or, oh, that's easy, I could do that. But you just don't know until you're in that situation. And something my partner is very, very strong about is his technique, which would be just like you guys, to go bush and completely off-grid. Were you surprised to see that no one else did that? I was really, really surprised that everyone was still in contacts and getting in cars and things like that, where it's like, you guys, you had the right technique where you just went bush and you didn't see or do anything.
Yeah, it was a struggle to get through. I'm not sure if you noticed I was uncomfortable, but it was certainly the right move. When we were, you know, 2 weeks in with not one ping, we were pretty proud of ourselves to know that. But when I heard people slept in beds their whole time, I was like, you have to be kidding me. I stopped most nights on gravel.
I think because you are so paranoid that if you're at a campsite, say, and a four-wheel driver who's just probably an innocent bystander comes up, you start to think, are they going to tell someone? Mm. Do they know who we are? Are they going to call in the hunt hotline? So then you're like, all right, let's move. And then, or you need a bit more food, so you go into town to get a bit of food, and then you're like, well, we've been pinged on CCT. Let's move again. So it is, and then you don't, so you're constantly moving, you're staying out bush, but that's why
the less people you come into contact with,
the better.
Because every person sends you into a spiral.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we were passing only one person a day that we could actually spend time with in the bush and be like, don't tell on us, please. And they would, you know, give us Oreos or something to stop them crying. That was more calming than, I think, being in the city.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, I want to ask, you two are a couple, right?
Yes.
Are you guys engaged?
Yeah, we were engaged. before we went on, and then now we're married.
Oh, congratulations. That is so exciting. Now, look, teamwork is obviously a major thing in a relationship. Do you think that this experience has helped with your life outside of the show?
Yeah, big time, massively. I think, you know, before we went in, it was, you know, it was this big test we were doing and a big risk, although I felt very positive about it. But we learned so much about what, how to work as a team and how to get the best out of each other and what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are and playing into those. So.
And it gave us a lot of perspective, and I think we just left the game feeling really, really grateful for our, you know, our lives and each other, and it was kind of the best thing it could have been the worst thing we could have done, but it ended up being the best thing that we could have done leading into our wedding week later.
That is amazing. And look, one thing I want to know, this is the first season of The Hunted, so no doubt it's done so well, we're going to see a second season. Do you think season two contestants are going to have it easier or harder?
Ooh.
I think they're going to have to level up and make it harder. I mean, in and of itself, it is so hard just getting through each day. But I think because we've seen tactics of fugitives this season, the only way to make it, you know, edge of your seat again is to level up and, you know, have the hunters with more access to everything and you know, adding elements of difficulty for sure. They won't have it easy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Even though they've seen this, the fugitives this season. We watched 5 seasons of the UK.
Yeah.
All the celebrity hunted in the UK. The Italian Italian hunted in subtitles. The American hunted. And so we were real super fans of the show.
Yeah.
And it's still bloody hard.
Awesome. And look, give us your one line. Let's wrap it up. The lady at the winery, she absolutely threw you under the bus telling them you were just there with the cheese patter. What do you have to say to her? Hit her with a one-liner. Go.
It was very un-Australian.
I love that. That is perfect. The Hunter finale is on tonight, 7:30, Channel 10 and 10 Play On Demand. Make sure you're watching it. Lavinia and Nick, you did so well. Massive props to you guys. Really respect what you did with the game there.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.